there's no off switch. You know, things just gradually come around again, and sometimes there's better days and worse days, you know. Mm-hmm. And the worst days will show up again even when you think everything's going really great. So there's not really a way to describe it, which is probably why you end up doing things like writing songs about certain moments that are really odd.
The title of the album is The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You. There's no song with that title on the album. Where did it come from?
Well, that's kind of exactly why that title happened, because I was trying to figure out what song on the record kind of could be class president of the rest of the songs and represent them all as a group. And I remember I was talking to someone, I don't remember who I was talking to, and I was saying, you know, I just can't figure it out. Basically what I want to say is, you know, the worse things get, the harder I fight. And then by the time I was done saying that, I said, and then that's what I'm going to call it. Problem solved. There you go.
Well, when I heard the title of the album, I mean, my first thought was, oh, I wonder who the I Love You is to.
I think I was trying to say to myself at the time, like, hey, you're worth it. It's okay. You're worth it. And at the same time, realizing anyone who's feeling this way, to remind them that they're worth it. They're worth however many years it takes to bounce back.
If you were talking to someone who was going through a period of depression or maybe just a time where they were feeling uninspired, what would you tell that person?
Look for the humor in it. I know it sounds rather blasphemous. You know, when people talk about severe depression, there's not often room for laughs, but that's what'll get you out of there.
Have any of your listeners connected with you more than you think that they have in previous albums because of the topic of depression?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was worried. I don't really write about myself all that much. I don't really think I'm all that exciting in my personal daily life. Like, I'm a musician, you know, and that's what I do. I don't have any kids. I don't have a drinking problem. I don't have anything. I'm not sleeping with any married men. I'm not sleeping with any famous people. You know, I'm pretty much a workaholic, so I never really think of myself as something that people want to hear about. I just want to make up stories, you know, that people can insert themselves into, and the songs can be about them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm in there too, obviously. I don't think it would be possible to write songs where you're not in there somewhere.
I love the whole album. I have a favorite song on it. The one that I've been playing on repeat is I'm From Nowhere. When I hear it, it kind of made me think of your background of being born in Virginia. You've called Washington State home, Canada, Chicago, Vermont. Is the idea or sense of home important to you as an artist?
Yeah, as a human. You know, that's all I ever wanted was to have a home. That's super important to me. Like, that song has been around for a long time. That song took about 10 years to record just because we kept taking things away. Just had a serious editing problem. And so we'd shelve it. We would all just get really sick of it and then just shelve it for a while. I'm from nowhere,
right? Do you have a favorite song on the album?
I think Ragtime is my favorite. I like that. Ends rather positively. That one started out being a love song to the city of Toronto, and then it became a little more personal based on the role ragtime music played in the last 4 years of my life. Just knowing that you're going to feel better eventually. Ragtime turning out the sun and moon, its gravity is soothing. Winds me in a sleek cocoon. Feel myself when I'm ready. I reveal myself invincible soon. It's one of the more uplifting ones to perform, and I like a good sing-along chorus with nonsense phrases in it. I'm a pretty simple animal, so I'm sure that's why I like doing that one.